The golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. I'm Wright Brennan. This is the Lost of the Midlands podcast, sponsored by Seawright Roofing. And today I'm with an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, a culinary artist, Kima Weldon with Purposely Made Sweets. Ms. Weldon, thanks for hanging out.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Very excited to jump into your business. I see we got some samples over here. They look amazing. But before we do jump into what you got going now, I want to hear a little bit about kind of how you got to this point.
Okay.
Your journey.
I'm a Lowcountry girl.
Cool.
Came from near Charleston in a small town called Ridgeville.
All right.
And came to Columbia in 2000 to go to the University of South Carolina. My major was retail and fashion.
Right on.
So how did I get to this point? You know, I mean, I always tell people I was in HR for 16 years, 18 years total, 16 at a company, Cisco. And I always used to go to career fairs and told all the students, keep an open mind, because what you're planning to do most often is not what you're going to end up doing. So, I do, you know, work in retail a little bit now, so that background did help out quite a bit. So I started at Babies R Us as an intern.
Cool.
And they used to have me doing, like, promotional shows and events. And that's kind of where I learned my passion of my creative passion, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And used to do baskets and things for the new moms and teach them about all of the products that we had. And so after I graduated college, I ended up staying on with Babies R Us for a couple of years. And as I did my internship rotations, I enjoyed the HR side of things.
Okay.
So I did that there for a couple of years.
That's interesting, by the way.
Yeah.
You got a creative side, and you also HR's
right?
Got to be tough. So.
Yeah, it is. But I enjoyed it because it's like, okay, I can bring people on, help them get their career started.
Yeah.
And Babies R Us was just a very fun place to work. I mean,
cool.
You're bringing new life in the world, right? So you
yeah.
got babies coming in. And so that's where I started, you know, and realized, hey, I'm a little creative here. And so when I started with Cisco, probably about 4 or 5 years after I started there, I started as an HR generalist. They had me on a project in Atlanta. So I was helping out the Cisco in Atlanta, and my team was left behind. I was there pretty much all week. I would go to Atlanta Sundays and then come back on Thursdays. So I happened to be there around Christmas time, and I was like, well, I want to do something different, like give them something different for a Christmas gift than the typical gift card or something.
Yeah.
So I went on YouTube, and, you know, YouTube wasn't huge, huge back then, but I started looking up things that I could give my team, and dip pretzels came up.
Yeah.
And so I learned how, I was in an apartment, so I got all of the tools and learned how to dip pretzels. And that's where Purposely Made Sweets started, with those dip pretzels. People love them. And it developed from that to dip strawberries and my mom and grandparents. Like, I'm from the country, like I said, so they love baking. So I was always a big cooker, but never, like, baking was like, oh, it's so messy. I don't want to do it. But I guess it was always in me, you know.
Yeah.
I would watch them and bake, and they, you know, taught me all of those things. So my son needed cupcakes for class, and my tagline used to be, I make, I don't bake. And my friends always used to still pick at me, because they're like, oh, now I'm doing all of these extravagant cakes and things. It's like, what happened to your tagline? I make, I don't bake. And so my mom taught me, she was like, come on, you know, let's go in the kitchen and I'll help you make these cupcakes. When I tell you cupcakes, like, you would think it's super easy. It probably took me 3 years to learn how to make a cupcake without them sinking in the middle. Like, oh my gosh. So anyway, it all started, that's how it all developed into what it is today. And so my logo has two little angels, well, the little angel wings on there.
Yeah.
And I put them on there because they remind me of my grandparents. Both of my grandmothers passed away. And so they were the ones who kind of instilled that baking into the family.
Yeah.
So I used my angel wings as a honor to them, or reminder of them in my logo.
That's really cool. And I mean, it kind of, the company story, it's all there in your logo. And, you know, you got deep roots, your family. Is, you know, I was wondering, it's like, so when is she going to start talking about the cooking
right.
stuff?
it was all important to get to that point. But, yeah, I mean, it just kind of happened, and I don't sleep a lot at night, so I would stay up in the middle of the night playing Candy Crush. And I'm like, you know, I could be doing something productive with my time.
Yeah.
So I would get up, you know, about 1 o'clock in the morning and just start doing stuff in the kitchen. I was like, I might as well start selling this stuff. Everybody would ask for it for birthday parties and, you know, weddings, not really weddings so much at the time, but just different events. And so I'm like, well, I might as well get up. I'm up anyway.
Yeah.
And so I would go to work, come home, get the kids settled, and take a nap, and then go back in the kitchen at night. And so I did that for, my business was officially established in 2008. So I did that for 5 years until September when
wow.
I, you know, went full time with the business.
That is quite a company story. That's really cool. This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way. Let me ask you this, because when you're in HR, you're not really using your, I don't know, like there's some element of creativity that you don't get to use in HR,
mm-hmm.
especially like the design stuff.
Right.
And you definitely have an entrepreneur ethic, and I can tell you kind of like creating things. So a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't like to be put in a box. Did you feel like you had to just kind of, you know, you had to do something different? I mean,
I feel like it was just a gift that God had, and
cool.
it just eventually came out. I'm 41 now, and so let's see, 7 years ago, I found this passion. So it just kind of, it just happened. I mean, I planned a lot of events in HR because,
yeah.
you know, that's kind of the employee relations side of things, you know, making sure, well, the morale side, making sure that people are happy at work, enjoying the culture, and so I know that typically HR, that's not really what they do, but I enjoy doing that anyway from my previous company, Babies R Us. So I did that kind of stuff at Cisco as well. You know, just I would go around. I would buy cupcakes at the time, you know, and just pass around cupcakes. Or we had events, kind of decorate and make it look
yeah.
pretty. So I was able to use my creative side a little bit.
Yeah,
but the
yeah.
majority of your day is HR. You know, it's hiring and unfortunately terminating and paperwork and investigations,
yeah.
you know, but yeah, I was able to do a little bit, not a lot.
That is so cool. I mean, yeah, you definitely have a unique story of how things mm-hmm. came about. Tell me, what products do you have now? Like what are your featured selling products?
Yep. So I do cupcakes, cakes, designer cakes. I call them designer cakes, customized cakes for weddings, birthdays,
awesome.
Any event, you know, birthday parties, kids, grown-ups, that's cakes have become my main thing. I started out with dipping treats for the most part, and now cakes and cupcakes are kind of my main gig. And I sell something called, like I said, I'm from the low country, so Charleston Chewies. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of them.
Oh, no, tell me.
But they're kind of like a blondie. That's the best I can explain it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a low country delicacy. So that's becoming, I'm bringing it to the Midlands because a lot of people here don't know much about those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. I know there's a new arm of your business that's about to get rolling. So yeah. Tell me about that.
So I have a trailer, a dessert trailer.
Heck yeah.
It will be mostly desserts. We will do some savory foods, but I'm super excited about that. Like I said, everything was kind of God's plan because the day that I left Cisco was like that next day my trailer was pulling up. It's something that I had thought about for maybe 2 years now.
Yeah.
My husband, actually, a memory popped up on Facebook. He had posted, I can't wait until I'm riding around in a purposely made sweet food truck one day. And I'd forgotten that he had posted that, and it popped up maybe about 2 months ago. I was like, wow, you know, he saw the vision before I ever did because who would have thought? Like, I really thought I was just going to retire in HR.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm excited about the food trailer. It's coming along. I just ordered a couple pieces of equipment that I needed this week. So like I said, maybe within the next month, I'm hoping to have
it'll
everything
be operational.
Inspected. Yeah, definitely by springtime, so we can get out there to those festivals.
Yeah, so tell me, where do you want to post up? Mm-hmm. Like, what type of events are going to be great for this spot?
Anywhere there's kids. Kids like ice cream and cake.
Yep.
But festivals, school events, corporate events.
Yeah.
Anywhere people want sweets, I'll be there.
Fantastic. All right, so I also know that you currently have some sort of kind of nonprofit tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's some sort of fundraiser going on with one of your products. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I brought these little mini cakes for you guys to sample. Not necessarily a nonprofit. It's just something my mom has always been someone that gives back in the community.
Yeah.
All the time. That's how she spends her days now that she's retired. So she will make a bunch of food and pack it up and, like, just take it to everybody almost every day.
Yeah.
And so I guess I get that from her a little bit. And so with these little mini cakes, a portion of the proceeds are going to go towards we'll feed the homeless.
Wow.
Yeah.
My gosh, these are beautiful.
It's Valentine's Day, so we figured, you know, I call it hearts of hearts. And so it's just a little something to give back.
Very cool. What advice would you give to somebody who's thinking about, you know, reaching out and going all in like you did on their passion?
Ooh, be prepared. Luckily, you know, with my career, 16-year career at a very well-known corporate company, I was able to save a lot and, you know, had great benefits there. Make sure that you're prepared financially. That's the biggest advice I could give. You know, some people do truly step out on faith.
Yeah.
And yes, it does take some of that, but you have to be prepared, disciplined, and be able to self-motivate. Because some days you just want to sit at home and watch TV. And you can't do it because your finances are depending on you getting up and getting it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true. You better be ready with the money stuff, because that's gonna hit you real hard.
Mm-hmm. It surely is. I actually gave that advice to someone yesterday. They were asking, you know, about the whole process of having a food truck, and I'm like, you know what? I love the freedom of being an entrepreneur. I mean, 4 months in now, and it's the first 2 months was hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
I wanted to get up and go to work. I applied for jobs, you know, multiple times, and it's just like, okay, no, I've been given this opportunity. Let me at least try it out first. Let me give myself a few months and see if I truly like it. And so the last, I'd say, month or so, it's been like, okay, I'm kind of liking this.
You've got an amazing skill.
Thank you.
These are beautiful treats. Let's make sure the camera can see some of these, like, really cool designs you've put on here. And I did want to ask, like, I know wedding cakes can be kind of like a or just make it. I've seen some TV shows where you can make pretty much anything. Is that correct? I mean, any type of like, hey, I want a microphone cake. Could you make one?
I do some sculpting. I don't do all, you know, a ton of sculpting, but I can do some microphones. I've done those.
You could do a microphone. Yeah. That's what we want to hear.
I think the coolest cake to me that I've done was my son's, I think it was his 11th or 12th birthday party cake. And I call it the teen dream cake because he loves noodles and Takis and TikTok and, you know, all of the things that teenagers like. So
yeah.
I made a cake that has all of those things incorporated into it, like a noodle bowl on top. And I think I've sold probably 4 or 5 of those since posting it.
Wow.
But that's been probably one of my favorites so far.
Fantastic. Where can we find you? Or somebody who needs a cake, how do they get in touch?
I have a website, purposelymadesweets.com. But I'm also on all of the social media platforms. So Facebook is Purposely Made Sweets. Pretty simple. Look for the logo with the cake and the wings. TikTok, I'm Purposely Made Brand, because I also do travel agency work. So it's kind of all tying in there. And Instagram, Purposely Made Sweets as well.
Wait, so you're travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
And doing sweets.
Mm-hmm, yes.
What else are you? I mean, you are an entrepreneur.
Yeah, my family, we have a lounge down in Monk's Corner, L&M Social.
Cool.
So my husband and I, we go down there on the weekends and help out there.
Yeah.
So we're trying to just get our hands in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, no, that is really exciting. I'm fired up about these products. I think you're going to have amazing success. And
Thank
the trailer
you.
Idea just sounds like a great idea. So really happy for you, and thanks
Thank
for coming
you
on.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.